AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. tariffs on China take effect today, and China is imposing tariffs of its own starting next week. In Beijing, insurance practitioner Li Yingju says it's like you punch me and I punch you back. If it goes back and forth like this, things may develop into serious consequences. Gary Ng is senior economist at Natixis Banking in Hong Kong.
So far, it may be more on the symbolic side at this moment. But if this actually further escalate, it is really about the question on whether U.S. firms can continue to sell services, especially related to technology, into China.
The U.S. delayed imposing tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 30 days. President Trump is set to meet at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
As the foreign leader faces competing pressure from his right-wing coalition to end a temporary truce against Hamas militants in Gaza, and from Israelis tired of war who want the remaining hostages home and the 15-month conflict to end. Trump is guarded about the long-term prospects for the truce, even as he takes credit for pressuring Hamas and Israel into the hostage and ceasefire agreement, which went into effect the day before he returned to office last month.
I have no guarantees that the peace is going to hold.
The leaders' talks are expected to touch on a long-sought Israel-Saudi Arabia normalization deal and concerns about Iran's nuclear program. But hammering out the second phase of the hostage deal will be at the top of the agenda. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio left El Salvador. The country's president offered to accept deportees from the U.S. of any nationalities.
And he's also offered to do the same for dangerous criminals currently in custody and serving their sentences in the United States, even if they're U.S. citizens or legal residents.
There are no plans to try to deport American citizens. This is AP News. Vice President J.D. Vance will travel to Paris for his first trip abroad since taking office.
The VP is scheduled to attend the AI Action Summit, a high-level meeting co-hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Heads of state, including China's vice premier, tech CEOs, and other stakeholders are expected to focus on artificial intelligence at the two-day event. Vance, while acknowledging some harmful applications of AI, has said he's worried about preemptive overregulation that would entrench current tech incumbents. Last month, President Trump announced Project Stargate, a joint venture between OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank to build out data centers and power stations in Texas for AI infrastructure. Although White House advisor Elon Musk quickly cast doubt on the group's ability to finance the ambitious scheme. The fast-moving sector has been shaken by the emergence of a Chinese AI model by DeepSeek, which promises access to the technology at a fraction of the previous cost. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.